Radio Bulgaria presents Folk Studio.
Yekoruda is a town in southern Bulgaria, a place where three mountains meet, Rila, Pirin and the Rhodopis. Interestingly, when Greenwich Island in the Antarctic was being studied and mapped, one glacier was named Yekoruda Glacier, after the Bulgarian town. The glacier, 2.5 kilometres long and 4 kilometres wide, lying to the west of McFarlane Strait, was given that name by the Bulgarian Antarctic expedition Tangra 2004-2005. There is an old Roman road cutting through Yekoruda that once linked Philippopolis or Plovdiv and the Maritsa River Valley with one of the big thoroughfares of the Roman Empire, Via Ignatia. Remains of two fortresses bear testimony to this fact. One is called Kaliata and the other Gradishteto. Many prominent figures were born in this small town. The voivods Todor Makedonski and Bogdan, writers Nikifor Popfilipov, Bulgarian poet Petko Rachuslavekov also has a bond with Yekoruda. His grandfather is from the town. Yekoruda has unique folklore, local culture and traditions, which people are still devoted to, observe and pass on to their children. There are Christians, Muslims and Roma living here, and they all celebrate their feast days, help one another and respect their differences. Local folklore is a unique blend of Rhodopi and Pirin music, and the dialect is so distinct that learning it is more like learning a foreign language.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
May the 6th, Gergiovden, or St. George's Day, is a very important family holiday here. Anyone who has moved away from Yekuruda or who is living abroad invariably comes back on this day, year after year, to celebrate with friends and family out in the open, in a locality called St. George, where the old town of Yekuruda once stood. Here is more about the customs and the emotion of Gergiovden from culturologist Vanya Pavlova, herself from Yekuruda. Gergiovden, St. George's Day, is a feast day imbued with the national spirit, a day the people of Yekuruda celebrate every year. I often say that Gergiovden is the town's national day. People go to a locality known as Yekuruštica, where the first town was founded. There, the St. George Church was erected over the remains of an old church whose foundations have been preserved to this day. The whole country around is imbued with a warmth and a positive energy that brings the locals here at other times of the year as well. On the night of May the 5th, people get together in each neighbourhood, put on traditional clothes and stand in front of their houses. They pour water into big earthenware pots and each family brings a posy of geranium and a flower tied together with a red thread. It is believed that the posies bring health and a bumper harvest. There is lots of singing and dancing. On the night of the 5th of May, the pots are placed under a rose or another flower in bloom overnight. When they return from the meadows on St. George's Day, people get together again and each retrieves his or her posy.
Oh,
A curious local ritual is still practiced here. Women paint eggs, just as they do at Easter, but they only use red dye. Then they take the eggs to the feast. These eggs are used by children in a game to divine who will have more health and more luck throughout the year, the boy or the girl who throws the egg highest. But let us go back to the preparations for the votive meal, Vanya Pavlova. Sacrificial animals are collected on the 5th of May in the Saints Cyril and Methodius churchyard. The people here bring lambs. Each person, whatever their religion, comes here and brings a lamb of their own volition. I don't know of any other town or village in the country where so many sacrificial animals are collected, 40, 50 every year. Early on St. George's Day morning, cauldrons are got ready for the meal in the locality known as Jakuruštica. Men and women come here and start cooking. They all enjoy being together and cooking together. There is no dish more delicious than the dish cooked on this feast day. Many of the people have their own spots, where different generations have been meeting nobody knows for how long. But they all know where to put the food they have cooked and where to lay the table. There is music and everyone has lots of fun. The people come here wearing traditional costumes and the horses are primped and preened. Come nightfall, they all mount their horses or get into horse-drawn carriages and pour into the central square in Jakuruda, where they continue singing and dancing late into the night.
Thank you.